Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. It's going to be breezy. Locally trades breezy 15 to 25 miles per hour. A few scattered showers on the windward side, occasionally on the leeward side. Great day to play golf. High today, just 89 degrees. The low tonight, about 72 to 77. So we're not getting that nice cool air that we hope to get soon for the evenings and good sleeping weather. If you're going to get out and play a round of golf, we've got at Poipu Bay a 920, and there's at Makalei a 910. Volcano, it's 59 degrees there. There's a 928. Here on Oahu, there's an 852 at Kapolei, a 9 o'clock and a 1056. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 928. Makaha East has a 918. And on Maui at Wailea, the Hawaii Auto Dealers Association is having their shotgun tournament. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right. Got a great show for you today. Jonathan Wall, the managing editor of Golf Magazine, is joining us. Steve Hopkins, president of UFO Golf Tour, or Tour Golf, rather, he's joining us. Tom Freestone, head professional at the Princeville Mackay Golf Club. They've got a Folds of Honor event today. Claude Brousseau, director of instruction at Wailea Golf Course, introducing us to Virtual Golf Academy. Wow, it's really cool. And Damon Hack, host Golf Channel's Morning Drive golf writer, will be with us right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You know, at the end of the year, I always like to bring the leading voices in the world of golf into the clubhouse to talk about the year past. Well, we don't do that anymore because we don't have the year past. We have the season past, and the season passed, and then the next one started within 2 weeks. So we really have year-round golf. It seems like if it's not here on the PGA Tour, it's, of course, the European Tour. They're going into their Rolex Champions Series, and it's big everywhere, always. A lot of money on the line. So Damon Hack, co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, Golf Channel's senior writer. You know, Damon Hack covered golf and NFL sports for Sports Illustrated, the New York Times, Newsday, Sacramento Bee is where it all started. Welcome into the clubhouse, Damon.
Aloha, Danielle. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. And looking back at the season past, what are your thoughts? What were the big stories, the big controversies, the big issues, if you will, that just stand out and grab you?
Yeah, when I think about 2019 as a whole, I'd probably start out with Tiger Woods winning the Masters. You know, we saw him get the job done at the Tour Championship the previous season, but to see him add a 15th major in an 11-year gap, a lot of people didn't think that that would happen, that it was possible. Too much scar tissue physically and mentally for him to get it done, really, I think, is the story of the season. Story number two, probably the great battle for player of the year between Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy. And for a while, it looked like it would be a Brooks Koepka slam dunk. Here comes Rory McIlroy finishing strong, winning the FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship in the new staggered start format. And I think if there's any negative, it'd probably be the slow play conversation, which really took head during the playoffs. We had Bryson DeChambeau with that two-minute putt of 8 feet. He was going back and forth, studying while his playing partners were trying to figure out what to do with their time. But it has brought that issue to the forefront, both on the PGA Tour and European Tour. But I thought, as a whole, it was a wonderful PGA Tour season.
It really was. And, you know, it's funny. It started off with the rules. The rules changing and, you know, at some times some pretty disgusting demonstrations of what they didn't like about the rules. And that's all gone. I mean, everybody seems to have adjusted quite nicely.
I think you're right. And we go back to Hawaii. Ricky Fowler was pretending he was back in a college dorm, treating one of the new rules. But you're right. By the end of the season, we weren't talking about, you know, the knee-high drop or the fact that they're calling them penalty areas instead of water hazards now. I think the players have finally adjusted, and so the flag stick being left in, the fans have adjusted, and we've moved on to bigger and better things. But you're right. That first month of the season, it looked like golf wouldn't get out of its own way and that this might be the dominating story. I think the great play of Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods early in the season, Adam Long upsetting Phil Mickelson, and then Phil Mickelson getting even with Paul Casey at Pebble Beach. The players and great play ultimately, kind of shined brightest over all the early season rules controversy.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful when that all went away and everything took over. And the slow play thing, I like what the European Tour tries to do. You know, whether the PGA Tour will ever do anything that will have some kind of consequence for players so that they actually start moving along. Do they have to reduce the size of the fields? You know, it's probably always going to be that way unless peer pressure takes over and they don't let somebody take 8 minutes or 3 minutes to play an 8-foot putt. I mean, that's, in my mind, that's just ridiculous. And it's ridiculous when the field gets reduced and the final players are on the field and you're watching on television. It's like the guys don't have any place to turn their cameras to. They can't say, okay, well, we're going to go to this hole. They got to wait for Bryson DeChambeau or whomever. I mean, some players have come along very well. Wasn't Kevin Na an example of a slow player at one point?
Such a great point. He was. He has absolutely worked on getting on with it in terms of his pre-shot routine. And you bring up a great point, Danielle. The PGA Tour, and we're a partner with the tour, with Golf Channel, they now have, PGA Tour Live, which is streaming these featured groups. So fans are now able to see how much longer these players are occasionally taking. So whereas network television, the producers like Tommy Roy and Lance Barrow, if someone's slow, they can kind of cut away to a different group. It's harder to do when you're streaming 18 holes of golf and the fans are watching three players over their tee shots, over their approach shots, over their chips and pitches and bunker shots and putts. So they're seeing much more golf, and they're seeing kind of how the sausage is made. And I think as the PGA Tour continues to invest in feature group coverage, which allows the fans to see every single shot, I think it's kind of put some pressure on the tour to do something about it. Because even if you're watching it streaming and you're watching feature groups, you don't want to see them taking a minute and a half or 2 minutes. You want to see them get on with it. So I think as the tour has invested more and more in features group coverage, in key groups, special group coverage, where fans have the access to watch 4 hours of golf or 5 hours of golf, they're paying more attention to the pace of play inside the ropes.
Yeah, and the LPGA has an interesting way of doing it. I hear that they list in the locker room the slow players to kind of say, like, okay, these are the ones who are slow, and will that help? I'm sure that in the locker room, there must be talk along that line. But there's so much for us to get to, Damon. Do you think peer pressure, like what the LPGA is doing, would help?
I do. I think we saw with Bryson kind of how he reacted, pushed back a little bit, said he wants to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. The European Tour, very aggressive, relatively speaking, on the professional tours of listing the names in the locker room. I do think in this era of social media, you're going to see the players have to adjust because the fans are aware of what's going on. Fellow players are aware of what's going on. So I do think that peer pressure of the eyes of the camera and the quick buttons of Twitter and Facebook will kind of hopefully compel any slow players to work on their pre-shot routines, take the Kevin Na tack, who is much more aware of his pre-shot routine and much quicker than he was in seasons past.
Yeah, and some are actually going out and saying, take a look at me now on the LPGA. Take a look at me. What can I do to speed up my pre-shot routine, to speed up how I'm handling myself, if you want to take this from Vision 54, how I'm handling myself in the think box and how I'm handling myself in the play box. So,
such a great point.
I love, really, what you guys do in the morning. On Morning Drive, you've really got to DVR it if it's not in your time zone. Morning Drive has some of the most interesting, I don't know who comes up with the questions, but the question recently this week was, who is the most underrated player? And along comes Matt Ginella going, Tiger Woods is the most underrated player. And Damon Hack's going, huh? Gwen, were you?
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. That was a good conversation. And we went around the table, you know, and he said that Tiger's the most underrated now and Jack Nicklaus the most underrated of all time. And I went with Francesco Molinari being the most underrated player now. And his point was that even as we're talking about Tiger's 15 majors and 81 PGA Tour wins, we can't talk enough about how much better he has been than everyone else, how the TV ratings spike whenever he plays, whether he's 23 or 33 or 43, no more important player on the golf course, no more important player for the golf writers and the broadcasters, and the fact that he's still one of the best players in the world, even if he's got a bum knee, even if he's 43. His point is he thinks that Tiger's career and Jack's career, when you put it next to some other great players, is underrated. And I have to say, Daniel, a lot of our viewers agree that we can't rate Tiger highly enough because we have not seen a phenomenon like him in this generation.
If you saw me, I'm going, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm nodding my head, yes, because you see, I watch all of these players, Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, so many. Justin Rose, maybe not so much, but with Brooksy, as Tiger Woods calls him, he misses cuts. He comes in 50-something. He wins majors, and then he does okay in the regular. And it's like, Tiger didn't do that. Tiger Woods was always there. I mean, he was always there. He was always contending. Yeah. He was always driving forward. And there is no one that has taken the mantle at that level. Yes, I think Brooks Koepka is great. And I loved your article about comparing, you know, how Brooks Koepka is kind of taking Tiger Woods' attitude into the press room. When that, you know, the whole thing about him saying, well, you know, I'm the greatest player of all time. I don't play for trophies. Bring it on.
Yeah, it was the comparing himself to LeBron James.
Yeah.
Tiger would talk about himself like Michael Jordan. But you're right, Danielle. I mean, Tiger Woods didn't miss a cut for 142 straight tournaments, which is absolutely absurd. I was there in Dallas in 2005, when he finally missed that cut at the Byron Nelson, and he was so proud of his achievement, obviously disappointed to miss the cut. But to think about, you know, he and Byron Nelson, who was 113 in a row, but Rory misses cuts, and Brooks misses cuts, and Spieth misses cuts, and Thomas misses cuts, and Phil misses handfuls of cuts. And these are all incredible players, but Tiger Woods deserves a category all his own. Three straight U.S. amateurs, three straight U.S. junior amateurs, four straight professional majors, three times winning five straight starts. And my good buddy Matt Ginella, you know, he threw out all the stats, and to hear him and to see him was to remind us of just how otherworldly Tiger Woods has been. He is an absolute unicorn in the game of golf.
Yeah, it was really cute because when Brooks Koepka gets in front of the media, or I should say, first off, when Tiger Woods did it, it was very matter of fact. Hey, I'm the best. I had my C game today. I still beat him. Big deal. I'm just the best. And there it is. When Brooks does it, it's more like, hey, haven't you figured out yet that I'm the best in the world? I mean, obviously, I'm the best in the world. And there's kind of this chip on his shoulder and this kind of, it's almost like I'm watching with Tiger, kind of like heavyweight boxing jargon, right? They just walk in and kind of look at each other. And with Brooks, I feel like I'm watching, don't get me wrong, WWE wrestling match, you know, where, you know, it's a little more, you know, rah, rah. And it, or I don't know, it just puts me off a little bit. It's like, you know, when you can really act like you're the best in the world because you always are contending and you're always at the top of the leaderboard. And they're, I don't know, his brother beat him recently. And and I thought that was really cool. It's just, let's I'm going to completely switch and go to, like, his brother, Peter Malnati, is leading right now at the Houston Open. And I saw his interview. Boy, I like that kid.
Oh, he's fantastic. He won on the PGA Tour back in 2015. His wife is expecting their first child, and he has said that's part of the reason why he thinks he's playing such great golf this week. He's kind of not focused so much on the golf because he's excited to be an expectant father, and it's kind of freed him up a little bit. And he said, you know what, I'm tired of playing lousy golf. This is my last tournament before I'm going home to be with my wife, to become a father. And he just wanted to kind of have one more good event, have a good tournament. You know, whether I win or finish 50th, let me go out and put a good, solid effort in. And he's playing with the freedom of a guy who knows that there are bigger life events coming up. Mm. And I think that's why you're seeing Peter Malnati holding that 36-hole lead at the Golf Club of Houston.
Yeah, it's marvelous. It was really cool to see him. I'm going to have a baby, you know. My wife, I really want to be with her. What's wrong with me? I should be playing for them. So I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to practice. I actually practiced, and look what happened.
I love it. It's the whole Phil Mickelson with the beeper back in '99. I mean, there's so many kind of neat cosmic ties, if you will.
Yeah.
Folks dedicating wins, Camp Champ dedicating a win to his ailing grandfather, John Rahm winning at home in the Spanish Open, Cheyenne Knight winning at home on the LPGA Tour. On and on it goes. It's so neat to see some of these life events kind of poking their head into golf.
Yeah, and I bring to the table something that just came out this week. We all know that Tiger Woods is designing golf courses, and there's another one that's coming out really soon, Payne Valley, and it's dedicated to Payne Stewart, Payne Valley. But now he's got a partnership with Pop Stroke Entertainment. I know nothing about Pop Stroke except that it's all about technology-infused golf entertainment concept featuring professionally designed putting courses with exceptional food and beverage. Interesting kind of diversion. He's really setting himself up for the next phase, playing golf, but being prepared for the future.
Not surprised. Tiger has really become one of those athletes who likes to have his hand in different pies. And I've done a little reading about Pop Stroke. There's one in Port St. Lucie, Florida, mini golf courses. The one in Port St. Lucie has a restaurant, three golf simulator bays, and it's kind of the Top Golf and Drive Shack type of golf / bowling, kind of some entertainment, different things that the family can do together. But, you know, Tiger, like Jack before him and Arnie and Gary Player, Greg Norman, more than just a golfer, a businessman, golf course architecture, Greg Norman clothes, wine. It's neat to see that a lot of these athletes want to be able to kind of set themselves up for their post-professional careers.
Yeah. Are you going to cover the Olympics? Are you going to Japan?
You know what? I'm still waiting to find out if I get the assignment. I got the assignment a year ago to go to Pyeongchang for the Winter Games. It was absolutely tremendous. I haven't gotten word yet on whether I'll be part of the reporting team in Tokyo.
Yeah, and how about President's Cup? Are you heading out down under?
Not heading to the President's Cup, but hoping to be a part of our coverage team back in studio. But I won't be part of the road team in Australia, disappointing as it is to say.
No. You have to understand, I'm talking with Damon Hack, and he's a co-host Morning Drive on Golf Channel and Golf Channel senior writer, and he has triplets. How old are the boys?
The boys are 8 years old. They're absolutely a joy to watch grow up. I'm actually a basketball coach as well at the YMCA. We just finished the 7-0 season. They play basketball. They play soccer. Flag football, golf, tennis, you name it, they're involved in everything. And that's our goal, is just to tire them out at the end of every day.
Yes, and I bet you're tired too, ferrying them around. That's a big job for your wonderful wife, I imagine, that she spends a lot of time with. I have a couple more questions. One, you know, the Ryder Cup points are starting to accumulate for the Europeans. Do you think the PGA Tour ought to go to a one-year Ryder Cup points kind of system rather than the two-year that they're still using? Or not the PGA Tour, but the PGA of America.
It's an interesting point that you make. I feel like the PGA of America with the task force made a lot of strides, and I think that maybe things aren't as bad as they seem, that 17.5 to 10.5 loss notwithstanding. To me, it's not so much about the qualifying. It's almost about just finding a way to match the passion of the Europeans. And I've watched Patrick Harrington in interviews, and I've watched the Europeans talk about the Ryder Cup. And I think that it's not that the Americans don't care about it. It's just not the desperate importance that it seems to be for the European players. But watching the Americans perform at Hazeltine in 2016, I just think they need to match the energy. If they would somehow find a way to lose a Whistling Straits in 2020, then I might consider the one-year qualifying for the Americans. But I kind of want to see 2020 unfold. I kind of find a difficult time believing that the Americans would not find a way to perform on a golf course that they know for a captain who they love in Steve Stricker, who's from that part of the world.
Yeah,
but I don't want to completely kind of throw out the baby with the bathwater, as they say. Let's see 2020 unfold and then make any changes after that.
Excellent, excellent. And Damon Hack, of course, a writer, can't help but wonder, are you working on a book in the back of your mind or maybe on your computer already?
It's amazing that you asked that question. I don't know if you've been talking to some people out in Florida, but you're absolutely correct. I am working on a book that's exploring the connection between athletes and wine. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, Greg Norman being someone who has thrown his hat in the winemaking business. I'm also talking to some other athletes, hoping to talk to Yao Ming, for example, who has a winery. Charles Woodson has a winery, Ernie Els, et cetera. So I'm kind of writing about the intersection of athletes in wine. It'll be a book I hope to complete about a year, year and a half or so.
Excellent. Yay. Damon Hack, co-host Morning Drive, lead host Morning Drive on Golf Channel and Golf Channel senior writer. It's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Mahalo, Danielle. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, and the creator of Virtual Golf Academy. Go to your computer. Go to virtualgolfacademy.tv. We'll be with Claude right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
A Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui, and Golf Channel Academy Lead Coach. He's just back from Orlando, where he did 10 instruction videos for Golf Channel Academy. And now, after writing a book, Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, he is now the creator of Virtual Golf Academy. Go to virtualgolfacademy.tv. It's for your desktop or any device that you want to take to the golf course. And he covers all the different things that you may not be remembering to do quite right. Or let's say things are off and you look at Claude and he shows you, the grip can make such a big difference. Let me stop talking. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude Brousseau.
Aloha, Danielle.
Yeah, I'm absolutely blown over away by this virtualgolfacademy.tv. Absolutely fabulous. When did this come to you, Claude?
Basically, I know that the golfer would like to have some instruction that they can have access to any time of the day and even the night, because they may have a nightmare about their game. So I thought, okay, let's do a virtual academy, a TV, in fact, just for them. And I had seen with the success of the book, people telling me, Claude, your book helped me so much. And then I had feedback from some of the people say, okay, I'm not really a book person. I would like to have my smartphone when I'm on the practice facility so I can access your information. So that's how this idea came about.
It's beautiful, and it's high def. This is very high quality. You look at it on your full screen, on your desktop, watch it, and then have it on your device, because then you'll already know. But on the device, it comes through fabulously as well. So this Virtual Golf Academy, or VGA, extensive library, full of practice, advice, and training exercises to maximize your golfing potential from Claude Brousseau. Claude, how many do you have on there now, and will you expand the library?
Yes, Danielle. So when people register now, they will have access, immediately access at 50 videos on different aspects of the game. And then we will provide 2 new videos per week. So we had 50 videos right from the get-going on different aspects of the game. When you are, let's say, on your smartphone and you have login to virtualgolfacademy.tv, you can look at the hamburger, they call that the hamburger menu, top right corner. And then you will see we have aim and alignment, grip, posture, putting, chipping, pitching, bunker, greenside, fairway bunker, driver, awareness in your swing, sequencing, swing path. All topic like that have either 3, 4, sometimes up to 7 videos that you can select and watch. The video are in average, I will say, a minute, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. So it's direct to the point. You know what you need to do to get better. And we already have in bank over 120 videos, so we get plenty material. And I have to say thank you for the people who helped me to realize that. So some of the video, you will see the beauty of Maui, because my goal is also promoting the golf in Hawaii and Maui for the traveler around the world. So we did some videos at Kapalua, some at King Kamehameha Golf Club. We did some at Kahili. And then, of course, we did some in France where I created the short game there. So it's a variety of beauty. And not only that, you will have immediate result because it's simple to the point. And you can always go back to it rapidly.
Yeah. When I was looking at I think so many people don't put enough emphasis on the grip. And I was watching what you said about the grip, and I thought, wow, so simple, so clear, and so easy. And things that some teachers have tried to impart on me, you know, get it in the palm in the right place and then wrap. And, you hear it and you do it and then you kind of forget. And some of the example, one of the examples you said, Adam Scott does this all the time. This is how he sets up all the time. And so you see this. That's why you have to go over to virtualgolfacademy.tv. It's .tv. And then in the beginning, do you have to sign up as a member or can you get something to see it first before making a commitment?
That's a great question. You have 5 videos that you can access. You register because you need to register. However, you can have 5 videos at no charge. So it's complimentary, 5 videos, so you can see what is there. And I'm sure you will like it. And after that, you go and you sign for the premium access. And that's where you can have access to all the video. I would like to also bring up that the quality of the high definition. Also, we do have many different angles of camera. Some of the video, depending on the topic, we have up to 4 different angles of camera. So it's really compelling information. And lastly, we know that about 80% of the people who are watching video are watching them without sound. That was a surprise for me when I heard that number. So we do have subtitle. So if you somewhere practicing or you're in the office and you don't want to disturb your other people when
just
you take a little break
thinking,
and you
yes.
want to and then you don't want to disturb your workers around you. So we have a subtitle where you can just the text will appear. And down the road, the idea is getting this text in Spanish, Japanese, and Korean. So it will be accessed for everybody that you and I love the game. And the goal with that is exposing as many people as possible around the world to that fantastic game that is golf.
Yeah, and again, the video, the clarity is amazing. It's just beautiful. And I was looking at that and the changing of the camera angles, thinking to myself, this is such a professional job. The people that put this together with you were as dedicated to giving people really good golf instruction in short segments so that they don't get confused. You know, this is very simple. Very simple. So you just get one thing at a time, get that, and then you go to the next one. Or you're having a problem with something in the sand. You know, you're like, what's wrong with me here? What am I not getting? All of that is for you. It's so simple. And that's the beauty of it. There's not, it's not an overload. It's simple, and that's how the game needs to be treated. A, it's got to be fun, and B, keep it as simple as possible, because anything complex just drives me crazy. I start losing my ability to concentrate. I'm already afraid anyway. So you were also doing Golf Channel Academy, yes, Golf Channel Academy segments in Orlando, and a couple of them, I like this one, hit the target, not the ball. I mean, I'm always thinking about, I mean, it's like some sort of, you know, mantra that always goes wrong. So tell us about this one, hit the target, not the ball.
I like how you bring that up. This is so true, though. This is so true. I see it every day on the coaching team. So basically, people, the human brain is a very interesting machine. So I call that a goal or a target, a seeking device, meaning that if you start to focus on the target, already in your body and your brain, the system of operation, I call that, gets ready to move the ball towards hitting a target. So what? Let's say you have to go over a lake and then let's say on a par three or a second shot onto the green. And then most of the people will think too much about, oh, I need to hit it hard, or I need to hit the ball over the water. So I say start to focus on hitting a target. And it's amazing. Do yourself a favor. Do that. I can tell you I experienced that not long ago on the practice facility at Walia Golf Academy. And I said, okay, Claude, hit the target. You know what happened? It was like a 40-yards little sandwich shot, you know. And then the third ball hit the white pole, hit the target. It's amazing how your brain will help you to do that. The other reason I strongly suggest that is because you're hitting the target, you forget about applying extra force in the impact zone, I call that. So hit the target. And lastly on that, let's say you have to go over water again. For that example, I often say, okay, let's say the green is 3,000 square foot. That's an average small green, let's call that. Imagine a white house, 3,000 square foot house on the other side of the lake. Would you ever be afraid of not hitting the house? Of course you will hit it. So we all know that golf is a mental game. So hit the target, not the ball.
Excellent. 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 Speaking of hitting the target and being on target and experiencing all kinds of difficulties, I can only imagine that playing in Kohler, Wisconsin at Whistling Straits at the side of the next Ryder Cup for the Golf Channel Academy tournament must have put a little bit of pressure on you.
Yes, it did. It's a fantastic course. Visually, it's very intimidating because you just see bunker all over the place. And so you need to commit on the target there. And sometimes fortunately, we had the caddies there, so it helped us. As well, what is so great about golf, Danielle, is I never experienced a fog coming in, and then we were on the back side, and then suddenly sunny, beautiful, and then that fog just rolled in at a speed that I could not believe. It's white, come in, the weather dropped about 20 degrees, then good thing we had caddy because we didn't see where the ball go. It was a great experience, a great course. I was there with the three of the people that I coach, so it's always a good experience to have a customer of mine be able to experience a site like this is the Ryder's Cup next site. It was exciting.
Oh, I know. I just the just hearing about all the bunkers, who does it, does it really favor one team over the other? Is it, it sounds like it's kind of a Lynx-y course, but not Lynx course.
You're right. I think for sure that will favor the team with the long hitter, because that course is a monster course. From it's hard to believe we were playing, and then from the proper tees over us, that was like the white tees. And I look back, in my mind, I had difficulty to put together that Jason Day shot 62 on that course. So I said, wow, that's a different game.
Yeah.
But I will say it will favor the team with the long hitter, no doubt.
No doubt. All right. This is Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction. You can take a lesson from Claude at Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui. Golf Channel Academy lead coach. We're looking forward to seeing the videos that he's done. Very nice in-studio videos. And, of course, he's creator of Virtual Golf Academy. Go to virtualgolfacademy.tv. And check it out, because you will not be disappointed. This is an amazing asset for your golf game. Thank you, Claude.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Tom Freestone, head professional at Mackay Golf Course at Princeville. They're having their second Patriot Golf Day tournament today on the Mackay Course at Princeville. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Tom Freestone is the head professional at Mackay Golf Course on Princeville. That's the Mackay Course at Princeville. Mackay Course at Princeville is holding the second annual Patriot Golf Day tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tom.
Thank you very much, Danielle. I also have a very special guest sitting next to me. I'll allow him to introduce himself as well.
Who's that?
Hey, thanks, Danielle. My name is Michael Haywood. I'm the Regional Director and Development Officer for the Folds of Honor, headquartered out of Owosso, Oklahoma.
Fantastic. You'll have to be on my show one day so we can just talk Folds of Honor.
Absolutely. You just let me know when, and I'd love to do it.
Okay, so today for $140, there's a four-person scramble, 140 per person. There's a lunch at the Mackay Grill. There's prizes. And all of this benefits Folds of Honor. Last year, there were 70. How many signed up this year?
We are at 104 and counting. Total maxed out is going to be 108, and we're pretty confident we're getting right there.
Yeah, so, you know, there's still obviously some spots open. So if you're on Kauai right now, what time are you shotgunning off at 8:30?
Shotgun is going to be 8:30, so registration will close in about 15 minutes here. So if you're in the Princeville area, I have some rental clubs for $25 for you.
This is fun. It's a four-person scramble, so there's not a lot of pressure, and everything benefits Folds of Honor. So the Princeville Mackay Club, of course, has been behind this. I didn't realize that 18 scholarship recipients of the Folds of Honor are here in Hawaii.
Yeah, I'll let Michael speak to that and how much of this fundraising goes back, but just real quick, I do know that the Aloha Section PGA donated about $41,000 last year, and Folds of Honor turned around and donated almost $100,000 back to the Hawaii community here.
Wow. Wow. So we got more than what we raised, and which is why all the golf courses really need to step up. This started in 2007. Major Dan Rooney was actually on my show way back when and talking about it. And slowly everybody started getting involved in Patriot Golf Day and having an event and raising money. It's such a fabulous, fabulous organization. And we're going to start right off. Michael, tell us what's the Folds of Honor?
Well, thanks, Danielle. The Folds of Honor, of course, was started, as you said, with Major Dan Rooney back in 2007 after a deployment from Iraq. And the purpose of the organization is to award scholarships to those individuals who have lost loved ones during time of war, or even disabled, or have found themselves in emotional and physical states that are very, very difficult to basically recover from, if you will. So it's a combined effort with facilities across the country, and of course the support that we have here on the Hawaiian Islands, and of course with Princeville Mackay today, only makes it possible for us to give back to those 18 scholarship recipients who are in school as we speak. Maybe not today. Maybe they're having a little fun watching football. But of course, we could not do it without the support of Tom, Doug, the entire staff here in Princeville Mackay. But our purpose is to move forward with the organization as aggressively as possible. Over 25,000 scholarships have been awarded since 2007 across the United States in our U.S. territories. And I can tell you today's event will not only be emotional, but it will absolutely be impactful to those on the Hawaiian Islands and others across the country.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we don't talk enough about the children, the casualties of war. You know, there are so many. And when you said emotional and physical, it's very difficult to have to deal with deployments one after another and after another. And that all started when we first went in to Iraq, and the kids that were born either shortly before, shortly after, and have grown up with their father or their mother being deployed, and then maybe their father or their mother not coming home, casualties of the war, that really takes a toll. And children don't always understand that, of course, their parents are doing what's necessary in their hearts and in their minds to take care of us here in this United States. And for this organization, Folds of Honor, to make sure that the kids are not casualties in the sense of not having everything that both parents could give them if they were still here. And it's truly an honor to have you on, Michael, today, knowing that, you know, we're having this event. A lot of people think of the Patriot Golf Day as being earlier in the year, but it doesn't have to be. Can people have a Patriot Golf Day any time of the year?
Well, they certainly can. This is an initiative and an effort that is year-round. And depending upon your location, depending upon you know, your event schedules, Patriot Golf Day and supporting the Folds of Honor can happen at any point throughout the year. You know, I'm excited by the fact that, you know, we have this presence here this weekend with Prince Bill Mackay. You know, the effort that they're putting forward right now is incredible. You know, being on the ground here and seeing all the participants and the excitement here in October, which is a little bit of about a month after the official Patriot Golf Day, Labor Day events have taken place, only shows you that the impact of this can go and can reach year-round at any location, anywhere.
Anywhere, that's right. So Folds of Honor benefits the children. It provides educational scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. And I'm going to go back to Tom. Tom, you know, a little inducement is always the fun prizes. and what are some of the prizes that you've got out there? And maybe some people have donated some of those prizes.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, Danielle, I think it's really important to just, you know, go back just a quick step and go, you know, this whole thing is about gratitude, right? We got over 3.5 million soldiers throughout the United States history that have laid down their lives for our freedoms, right? And just think about the exponential people that have been left behind those lives and what they have given as a sacrifice to their country as well. And then moving forward and just focusing on this event, we have we had a goal of about $15,000 to raise for Folds of Honor, and we were very confident we're going to achieve that, maybe exceed it. And that wouldn't be possible for our generous sponsors, those that have put down sponsorships as well as sponsoring teams. They're also donating a portion of those sponsorships directly to the Folds of Honor. We also have a lot of people out there that have been going out and finding donations. So I want to thank their service, too, for going out there and knocking down the doors selflessly and asking for prizes to be donated for the success of the event. And then also on the return, the people that donated. You know, this is these things just can't happen without the support of the communities around us, because every little bit of their donation, whether that's in a cash form or a prize form, just makes this participation of this event just so much better. And we're building this for years to come. This isn't just a one and done. This is part of the culture here at Princeville Mackay. This is a 365-day endeavor every year. And we're looking to build this as the flagship event here in Princeville Mackay Golf Course, and we're looking forward to the years to come and really getting behind this. I did have the pleasure of meeting Dan Rooney a couple of times, and I am definitely grateful for him seeing the need of this and the efforts and everything else that he's inspired.
Yeah. Well, yes. My son is about to go again. He's been going off to Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world since 2002. And then his son was born in 2003. And of course, the deployments dad's going again. Dad's going again. So I completely understand, and I really appreciate the time. Tom Freestone, head professional, Mackay Golf Course at Princeville, you're putting your time and your energy. We thank you for leading this, and of course, Doug Sutter as well. And Michael, what was your last name again? I'm sorry.
Haywood.
Michael Haywood. Thank you for coming all the way to Hawaii to be a part of this. This is the Folds of Honor Second Patriot Golf Day Tournament at Mackay Golf Course at Princeville. If you are not able to get there in the next 7 minutes, then plan for next year. And of course, Tom, you'll let us know when that is. And it's just fabulous that you're doing this. Thanks for being on the show, for taking the time out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time.
Very much, Danielle. And also just a quick one. If anybody can't make the event and they just want to donate directly to the Folds of Honor, Michael will give you a quick address to get to there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure, Danielle. It's foldsofhonor.org. At the top of that website, it'll show you how to donate. Please feel free. The only thing I'd ask in donating is reference the Princeville Mackay event that's taking place today, and we'll make sure that gets placed in the dollars that are going to be donated from today's event.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, both to Tom Freestone and Michael Haywood. Aloha. Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
We're going to come back. In fact, speaking of folds of honor, we have Steve Hopkins, the president of UFO Golf Tour, with us. Family-owned business. There's a father Steve, son Steve, and son Steve. Okay, so that's three generations of Steve. And Steve is going to be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's
Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. And into the clubhouse comes Steve Hopkins, president, UFO Golf Tour. For every bag purchased, a portion of the proceeds go to the Folds of Honor to support their incredible scholarship programs. This is amazing. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hey, Danielle. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you. It was such a surprise. I did not expect Michael Haywood from Folds of Honor to be on the show. A real pleasure to meet him for the first time. But I just absolutely love the quality of your golf bags. Steve, your dad is Steve. You're Steve. And then your son is Steve?
But we've got a lot of Steve's. Me and my son will get more original in the next round.
No, I think it's great because when I went to your website, you know, UFOGolfTour.com, you'll see Steve and Dad Steve, all, both part of the business, and I imagine son Steve, too.
Well, it's actually son Steve is working on finance, just graduated from college. So he's got his own direction, but at some point he may be doing more work for us.
Yeah,
he's And actually, he's becoming a CPA, so that would not be a bad thing for to work with the company, to say the least.
I'm thinking the same thing along those lines. Yeah, UFO Golf Tour.
Oh, by the way, can I say one thing? It's UFO Tour Golf. You can be Golf Tour if you want, but it's UFOTourGolf.com, and then they can be able to jump over to see all the full things you're talking about.
Thank you.
Which is kind of fun. By the way, great thing about Michael Hayward.
Yeah, UFOTourGolf.com. Now you'll find them easily, and you'll just beautiful. The PGA, the LPGA, the 2016 Rio Olympics. You made special bags for all of these people.
Yeah, it's been an honor. You know, I've been designing for 30 years, and we've actually just kind of formed a partnership of factories to be able to open up a little more of the world of custom to folks, and which really wasn't there. In the past, using golf bags as an example, if you and I wanted to get a custom bag, had our name put on it or something to that effect, you know, really the only thing we had an access to was to maybe get a brand bag and put our name on the name panel. And that was pretty much it. And so we wanted to open up and give the public the access, just like we do the tours. And so as we started to grow, and we do sourcing work also in large volume, that's kind of the fundamental base of our business. But as you and I have discussed, the single bags are kind of a passion for me just as a designer, because people like to be creative, and that's really what this is all about. And so as we've grown, we've had the honor to design for Mr. Player and Mr. Nicholas, Johnny Miller, Michelle McGann, people like this who have been instrumental in the golf world of making this game grow. And with that, it's a real joy to see it all come together. So the Rio Olympics was special just because that was the first time golf had been back in 100 years to the Olympics. And so to be able to design for some of the teams, that was a lot of fun, too. So it's an honor. It's an honor to do what we do.
And I was really taken by the story you told me about the gentleman, the Black Knight, who Gary Player, who asked you to make his bag, and you sent him. Tell us the story about sending him some proposals.
Well, yes. Typically, in a lot of the brand builds that you're going to get, you have to follow branding standards, and so and being around that part of the industry for so long, that's fine. And if that's what we need to adhere to, we adhere to. But when I get requests, just like with Mr. Players Group, this was something that I assumed. Bad assumption on my behalf, but I assume they'd probably want something more conservative in what they were after with the Black Knight concept. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to do creative versions along with the conservative. And to my surprise, Mr. Player loved the creative versions. And that's what we ended up going with, and just really, really special bags, which had been a run for about 4 years. So it was always fun for him to step up on the first tee at the Masters with Jack Nicklaus. And there was the bags, you know, those custom bags put together for him. And it's obviously a feel good for everybody.
Yeah. And so as I was going to the website, UFOTourGolf.com, I can see where you can look at all the bags, but there's also a place where it says complimentary bag design request. How do we?
Correct.
What do we do?
So what do you do? What we do is, for all the products we provide, and the only single product at this point we provide to the public are the same bags, the reinforced models that we build for the PGA tours. They're just a little bit different ilk, so they have the ability to handle the rigors of daily PGA use. So with that being said, it's just stronger clip hardware and so forth, better zippers, so you know, those types of things. But so most folks aren't design masters, if you will, and so what I've always believed as a designer is you need to let folks see what things are going to look like before they move forward with a purchase. And with this kind of thing, it's an important purchase. So what we do is we've always provided what's called a complimentary design form, where they can come in, and we have a list of things that they can, you know, put notes in about, and they can give us their thoughts and concepts. And Typically, once they've submitted that, then within two business days, sometimes three, but usually two business days, we'll have the initial designs back. And so if you've submitted one, then what we do is we send that back to you after a couple days. You review it, and then we put notes on there to let us know if you want to revise. And we just revise back and forth so we get it, and then we get it quoted, and then they can move forward.
That's great.
And typical build times, you know, right now 45 days is a standard, and then about 5 days to the person. And there's rush options too that are in there, but it gives people a little more access and doing something very special, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and when you look at the quality of the merchandise and what you've done, when you told me that some of these bags, one bag in particular was at least 50 pounds, and that's I mean,
well, you know, it's funny because on tour, different players just take different things with them on the course. I don't think you and I think along these terms, but when they're traveling, you know, some players just stick everything in their golf bags. And so, yeah, I was at an event walking between the ropes about, probably 5-6 years ago. And one of the caddies had me, he said, listen, Steve, you got to pick this bag up. So I picked the bag up, and I'm not kidding you, like I told you, it had to be 50 pounds in that bag. It was incredible. I'd never seen anything quite like that. And that was actually the reason many years ago we knew we had to get into even to resource the finest hardware we could find to support the that kind of weight in that PSI. And so, yeah, it's everybody's a little different, and it holds true on the tour.
Yeah, yeah. So you also do custom designs for shirts. So if we want to, or the PRG custom golf accessories for gifts.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so what's kind of neat about what we do? So we build the highest quality products that are out there in the industry right now. PRG is well known as a green grass organization, probably the largest provider of green grass. If people don't know green grass, that's your country clubs, that's your resorts, and so forth. And they provide the custom head covers and custom brassware. And again, we supply to the U.S. Open, PGA Championship, British Open, the Ryder Cup team, and the Ryder Cup for the public. And so all these projects. And so this is the creme de la creme. I actually also design for them, doing royalty work, also handle corporate and events for them. And what we do at our factories, with our bag factories too, is we also share in the same fabrics. So we use the same fabrics as they do, so we can combine the projects that we need to be able to for custom bags and have custom accessories to match for the corporates and events and so forth who we're building for. And the apparel, actually, I was an apparel designer in my younger years, and now Phoenix, which is a tour supplier also with their own line, we run custom lines through them. And what we do is we have some of the finest fabrics in the world, but we do individual, in this case, for companies or events, or the minimum production runs for shirts are 25 pieces. And what we do is we can custom design from the ground up exactly what, if I have a Sanford Health come to me and they want to do something for their event, well, I can custom design something just for them. So in other words, they're not having to put their logos on another brand shirt.
Yeah.
They can have their own. And that's really what the whole business is about, Danielle, quite honestly. So it's neat to be full scope to be able to support companies and events and so forth.
Yeah. Steve Hopkins is president of UFOTourGolf.com. Got to go there. I want one of the bags and a matching purse.
You're not the only one to ask for that.
Thank you very much for being on the show, Steve. Aloha.
Hey, can I mention one other thing?
Of course, of course.
Because you mentioned something very special, I think, to all of us. And then thanks for letting me piggyback behind Folds of Honor. Folds of Honor is for your folks out there who are, if they're not quite acclimated to what they do, and you just had Michael Hayward on before. These folks are special people. I was honored to have them come to me 4 years ago to begin to build the bags for their PGA Tour players as they opened that part of their branding up. And so we began with Tom Lehman and Gene Sowers and Fred Funk, and then it began to open up to Michael Allen and now a friend of mine, Wes Short, and it's just blossomed. And as we did this work with them, we began to open the products up to the public. And that's one of the things that I wanted to tell all of your folks who are there. I now design for their accessory work, their apparel work, and the bags. All these things we offer to the public, with a portion of those proceeds going to the Folds of Honor program. And if you ever have a chance, if anyone out there has a chance to be involved with one of these things, there's not a more special event to go to. Being around these people and the kids and so forth, with the benefactors of the scholarships, we are just honored to be involved with them. And on the site, if they come to the site, these are the individual retail items are available there, and they can come support. A portion, again, of all the proceeds goes to them. And if they're courses who are listening, who want to have the head covers and wood covers, our green grass operation at PRG can get them to you to have in your shops. And so we can have that there, too, to continue to grow the program.
Excellent. And that's Folds of Honor. Thank you so much, Steve Hopkins. That's an excellent point, that everybody can actually have these things in the pro shop, so we can always, every day, support Folds of Honor. Thanks again for being on the show. Aloha.
You're welcome. Thanks, Danielle, for having us.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come back. Jonathan Wall's with us next. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Jonathan Wall, managing editor, Golf Magazine, golf.com, and he has his own podcast. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jonathan.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And of course, it all started with Folds of Honor. And then I had been in touch with Folds of Honor, the people at Princeville, and just so happened that I was talking with folks who are making golf bags that are for Folds of Honor. And I was thinking, you know, Jonathan Wall has this really cool feature inside Golf Magazine, golf.com, and it's all about what's inside the bag. Just all made so much sense to me. You know, when your magazine comes into my mailbox, I'm always impressed. I love what you've done to the cover, the way it's presented. It looks very classy. Lots of fun stuff on the website at golf.com, including, of course, what's stuffed in everybody's bag. I'm not sure who's featured this week. I was just going through. But you're doing a really fabulous job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we've taken a lot of time and effort to completely revamp the magazine and the website. And you know, that one of the things that we've been receiving as far as feedback is just, I think a lot of subscribers really enjoy the new layout. It's a much larger book. It feels a bit more premium. In my opinion, it almost feels a bit like a fashion magazine, just with big, bold pictures. And you know, as you mentioned, the what's in the bag spreads, we've completely revamped that. And now we have everything splayed out on a white piece of paper. I mean, literally everything. I think that's the most fun I've had, is being able to dig through a player's golf bag and find, you know, what exactly are they toting around on a week to week basis. And, you know, there have been some very, very fun items that I've found inside the bags. The most recent one that we just did was Kevin Kisner's. And then the next issue that'll be hitting mailboxes soon is Justin Thomas's bag. So a couple of marquee names, and we got a recent Open Champion winner who's going to be on tap after that. So I think that's the fun part, is getting to dig into the bags of some names that we all know.
Yeah. Earlier we were talking about 50-pound bags. You know, one caddy said, try this, you know, put this on your shoulder. And it was like,
I can attest to that. They do weigh 50 pounds. When I had to lug these bags, I remember at Colonial earlier this year when we were doing some of these bag shoots, the caddies kind of handed off the bags and said, here you go. and so I had literally one on each shoulder, and it definitely felt like 50 pounds.
Wow.
They are no joke. Very, very heavy. It gives you a newfound respect for what the caddies have to do on a weekly basis. I mean, they're not just toting the golf bags around during those 4 days, but also during practice rounds. And, you know, if they have any other sort of obligations that the player does, you know, off site, it's, you know, yeah, the bag is a part of them, and it is not light.
And that's not light. Yes. There's the what's in the bag, and we're talking about not just the clubs and everything. We're talking about all this stuff it's like, if I'm in the middle of the course, what do I want to have? A peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It better be there. A bottle of water? It better be there. Range finders, goodness knows, you know, I see this now on Kisner, a wrench. You got to have a wrench, right? It's a Callaway OptiFit wrench. Just all these kinds of things. So you said there were some funny things or odd things. Anything that you can say?
Yeah, so I mean, more recently, I think the general trend, we shot nine different bags at Medina during the BMW. And the one that kept coming up in each player's bag, I think probably in at least seven, maybe eight, was a compass.
Huh?
Which is an interesting one. You know, these a lot of these guys aren't Boy Scouts, at least I don't think they are. And they're not having trouble finding the golf course. So what are they using a compass for? I talked to a couple of them, and they said they use it for wind direction. You know, when they're on site during practice rounds, they're able to kind of gauge which direction the wind's coming from. And that, you know, once the tournament starts, that can be a benefit to them. So a lot of players are now carrying around just a standard run-of-the-mill compass you could pick up for, you know, $5 or $10 if you can find one. But yeah, that seemed to be an item that kept popping up. I think the funniest one, Danielle, I tease the fact that we have an Open Champions bag. We shot Shane Lowry's right after he won the Open Championship. And I found inside his valuables pouch, I found his player lanyard from the Open Championship. It was the only piece of Open Championship memorabilia, if you want to call it that, from that week. I, you know, incredibly special week for him. I thought it was neat that he actually still had that tucked away in his bag. And the funny one, he had the largest lighter I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this thing had to be maybe a foot tall. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It was huge. And we managed to get it in the photo for the upcoming What's in the Bag spread. So it's going to be a good one. But yeah, I've never seen a lighter that large in my life. But, you know, I guess if he's you know, trying to light birthday candles, or, you know, I don't even know what. It was one of the funniest things, a giant lighter. I'm not quite sure why you need that one. Maybe a celebratory cigar after his win at the Open Championship, and he had to light up everybody else's.
Yes, and you want to light it in style.
Exactly. So, go big or go home.
Yeah, you also have a podcast. Now, I found it at golf.com. How often do you do your podcasts?
So we do it weekly, and it's called Fully Equipped. You can find it on all the major podcast platforms now. So we actually have a tab in the upper right-hand corner on golf.com that says pods. You can click there and find it. But the easiest way is just to find it on iTunes or Spotify or SoundCloud or Stitcher. I mean, it's everywhere now. So it's been a lot of fun. My host, Tim Breon, who's the head of fitting over at TruSpec, He's a wealth of knowledge. He's worked with a lot of tour players, great player in his own right, and played at the collegiate level. And so he's got a lot of knowledge. And so I think the fun part is that we're able to take a lot of the tour news and the stuff that I gather on a weekly basis, and we're able to kind of break it down for the recreational golfer. Because sometimes you see that Phil Mickelson made an equipment change, and, you know, while that might be interesting to some golfers, it's kind of like, well, what does this have to do with my game? I think that's the thing that everybody brings it back to is, can I benefit from any of these changes that a tour player is making? So we try and kind of dumb it down a little bit because, look, not everybody is a gearhead. I recognize that. It's the worst thing you can do is kind of talk over somebody mm-hmm. and give them a whole bunch of words and phrases that maybe they don't quite understand. So I think that's the great thing about this podcast is that we're able to take tour news and kind of show you where it could be a benefit in your game. And you know, at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do is we're all trying to get better at golf. And you know, I think that's what's great about this podcast is it kind of gives us a platform to be able to do that.
I was listening, and I was interested in, of course, we talked earlier this year, and I thought it was a story of the year, certainly in equipment, the driver testing. A couple of days, maybe Tuesday. What day do they take away the driver if necessary?
But, you know, the tour actually hasn't really specified what day. They've just stated that it's a non-competition day, which, you know, I've kind of stated my concern with this. You know, even if you test a driver on a Monday, let's say, and you give it back to a player and you tell them that their driver's not conforming, you know, every player nowadays, especially with this new rule that's been put in place, they all carry a backup driver. But I've learned that just because a backup driver is built to the same specifications as the gamer driver, the one that's currently in the bag, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a quick, you know, pop and plug. You can't just take out a non-conforming head and put a new one in. I remember years ago, Kenny Perry told a story about how he had his driver broken while he was traveling. The airline broke his driver, and Adams built him a brand new one. And, I mean, everything down to the perfect gram. You know, basically he put it down, and he still said after hitting it just doesn't feel right. And
wow.
I think it's more of a mental thing, but it is. It's difficult. And even on a Monday, you know, you're forcing players to try and get comfortable with a new driver, and that's very difficult. So I do think that it's important to have driver testing. I think that we've gotten to that point now, especially after the whole Xander situation, to put some new rules in place, but it's very difficult to test a select number of drivers each week and then expect players that do have a non-conforming driver to find a replacement. I think that's where it just comes down to the player and the manufacturer. They both just need to be more aware of where that driver is. And if it's getting close to the CT limit, where that, you know, the CT limit, obviously, that's the spring-like effect of the face, so how hot that driver face is getting as you continue to hit the driver, you know, as it gets closer, they just need to be aware and then start making plans to build those drivers and allowing players to test them at home so that they can get acclimated before they show up at a tournament site. And I think that's probably the best way to go about making sure that you don't have a non-conforming driver or a surprise visit from the USGA and then learning that you do the week of a tournament that you're about to play.
You know, you made a really good point, though, in the podcast where you have to have the same machine, the same calibration, and the same mm-hmm. test the same way. So, and
yes.
I thought, well, duh, why wouldn't they be the same?
This This, Danielle, is, in my opinion, is probably the thing that concerns me the most about the way that the USGA and the PGA Tour are going about driver testing at the moment. For people that aren't aware, they use a CT machine to test each driver face, and it's literally you're dropping a little pin from you know, not that far away, and it's depending on how far or how fast it bounces off the face. That will tell you if the driver is non-conforming or conforming. Now, when I say that a driver is 0.257, which is at the top of the legal limit for a driver, we're talking microseconds here, which, you know, a microsecond is not a second. It's smaller than that. So a lot of things can alter the reading when that little pin pops off the face. And because of that, you have to calibrate these machines a certain way to make sure that they're constantly giving you an accurate number. Now, there's no protocol that's been brought down by the USGA that tells manufacturers what exactly they need to be doing. So the manufacturers might be calibrating their machines and running the test one way. The USGA might be calibrating their machines and running their tests another way. They're not using the same machine to get these readings. So that's a little bit concerning, because this is the problem that Xander ran into earlier this year at the Open Championship, where Callaway tested his driver. It read back 0.255, which is basically right at the legal limit, but it's still legal. And then the USGA, or the RNA, excuse me, ran the test, and it was 0.258. Mm-hmm. So it was a point over the legal limit. So who's right? You know, that's my question, is the RNA right? Is Callaway right? And, you know, that's where they need to get on the same page here. There probably needs to be one machine, and everybody needs to be in agreement that it's being calibrated correctly and that the test is being done in the correct manner.
Yeah.
You can't have all these different machines out there. And I think, again, this is where we're running into issues, is players are saying, well, look, my driver was told by the manufacturer it was conforming, and now you're telling me that it's not. So, yeah, there are a lot of variables there that need to be put into account before you deem a club to be conforming or non-conforming.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's like, what do you mean they don't have the same test? Come on, USGA, share. Or our RNA, you know, somebody, it all has to be the same thing. We only have like 60 seconds left in my show, unfortunately. Had to take care of Folds of Honor today. Do you get every new piece of golf equipment sent to your office? Does everything come to you?
Yes, I mean, I usually see everything. And I get an opportunity to kind of get a rundown of all the new products. But actually, all of the brand new clubs are currently in Scottsdale right now. We're in the process. Tim and I are. We're ramping up. We're in about 2 weeks. Are going to South Korea to conduct robot testing for the very first time for Golf Magazine. We're going to be. This is something that we really haven't revealed. So I'm revealing it on your show. We're going to be doing robot testing in addition to player testing for this year's club test. We've decided, Tim and I, to do something completely different. So going to go to South Korea and do this testing with all of the new clubs. So we're really excited to do that and see what happens.
I got to book you right after you get back. Spend 25 minutes talking about what you discovered, just being there.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, let's make it happen. Thank you so much for being on the show. Always interesting information. Thank you, Jonathan Wall. Love your magazine. He's the managing editor, Golf Magazine, at golf.com is where you'll find him. Thanks. Aloha.
Thanks, Danielle.
We're going to just thank the people who make this show possible. And I just want to remind you, I mean, we are in the second week of October. Yes, Halloween is just a couple of weeks away. So, you know, get it. Holidays. And with the holidays coming, because then there's after Halloween, Thanksgiving is upon us. And then we've got all the Hanukkah, and we've got the Christmas, and we've got the there's New Year's, and that's the real party to watch out for. And then there's the Super Bowl party. I mean, there are parties. So all of these things are happening. You want to have the people come into your home, be really happy to have them there, and not worried about, you know, is everything perfect for them? Can it handle the traffic? When the traffic through your house, those spills, those accidents that come with the holiday parties, are your carpets, are your floors ready for this onslaught? You got to go to Bougainville Flooring Superstore. They're having their 29th anniversary sale, and they've got easy to install, if you like to do it yourself, dent resistant vinyl planking. They have stain resistant, easy clean carpets. That's all there at Bougainville Flooring Superstore. It's near the NEX. It's on Bougainville. You'll see the sign. Go in, check it out. Their people are right there waiting to give you a hand, figuring out what you can use, and they'll give you some ideas who can do it for you if you don't want to do it yourself. Thank you, Aloha Power Equipment. If you got one of those gigantic yards that you're taking care of and you want something easy that's going to be perfect, go to Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. They put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door to use to protect the Lamborghini showroom. It'll protect your home, your business, and in the process, increase the value of your home. It's a Rainer Door. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, you know how it was raining. Boy, I hope you didn't need them, but if you do, you need to give them a call. It's 330-6212. It's water coming in and what's left over when it goes out, or maybe sewer pipes break. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes. 330-6212. And Creative Plumbing. No project's too big. Whether it's a new build, a renovation, a repair, you know all the stuff that needs to be done. You want the best people on site with the most experience to take care of your big or small projects. It is Creative Plumbing. We are at RadioGolfClub.com if you want to hear the show again. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.